Let my tree bear good fruit so I can be used by you.
You are hearing this song, Used By You, from my dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their latest album, Share Your Love, Volume 2, wherever you stream your favorite songs. I'm recording once again from my studios here in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. I can't wait for you to meet today's guest. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, share on all your platforms. For now, let's get into today's episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my studios in Hilliard, Ohio. 5-6-time returning guest, Gary Miracle. I feel like he should almost be a co-host at this point, but Gary, welcome back, brother.
Hey, am I on the video? I don't know. I was just looking everywhere. Hi.
Hi. It's me. I'm the problem. It's me. Speaking of, so, Gary, did you see my hoodie?
Listen, yes. And for the people out there, listen. God loves me because I'm talking to Aaron right now on the tiny person update and talking to him, and he is very blurry. I don't know if it's his internet connection or my internet connection or what we're using, but God is protecting my eyes from what he's currently wearing on his chest. And I don't know if you call him Taylories or Swifties or Taylor Swifteries or what, but I think Aaron's one of them. I don't judge that. We all have our thing, and mine's tiny. His is that.
Well,
I'm so happy to be back.
It's so good to have you back. And my friendship, I have my friendship bracelet, but apparently you can't see it, and it has all too well. It's amazing. And anybody that knows, Gary, if you know, you know, and apparently you don't. So,
well, I don't, and we don't have to talk about it.
We don't. Okay. So let's move on. Okay. Welcome back, brother. Welcome back. Hey, you got a lot going on, man. And we have a very short window.
Yeah.
So much going on.
So much going on. I want to dive in. I got so much information, maybe information overload, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe we need to do like 6 or 7 or 8 more of these, if nothing else, just for Kurt Harding. But if nothing else, just to get all the additional information out. But whatever it takes is what we're going to do for the people.
For the people. We're here. Just like Taylor, changing the economy. We're here to make things happen. All right.
So let's
we're going to run out of time quick because you are a busy man. Let's start at the very beginning. The number one thing, the book. The book launch, pre-launch, and
look,
where can people get it? How can they get it? What is it all about? Let's go.
Listen, I have had an amazing opportunity, incredibly blessed. Somebody asked me recently, like, why did you want to write a book? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't want to lose my hands or legs either, but because I did, I get the opportunity to write a book. As you always say, Aaron, get to do this. I don't get to do this, man. Yeah. I get to do this. I don't know why a book is out there. I don't know why I have been so blessed by so many people that would actually want to hear little old me's story. And it was hard. It was difficult. This is terrifying that my life is on paper, but it is. And God works all things out for the good, right? So that is my prayer over this book and even this time as we cast it out there. But the book has been out there online and I haven't been able to say anything. It has been on Amazon's website, Walmart's websites, Target's website, Barnes and Noble, ChristianBook.com, so many places. But all of those places are on GaryMiracle.com. If you go to GaryMiracle.com, there's my giant ugly face right when it pops up. And then right underneath that, there's a button that says pre-order. And it takes you and you can click the button wherever you do your shopping. I don't know. If you do your shopping somewhere else, let me know and I'll mail you a copy.
That's right.
But it is out there for pre-orders right now. And I'm blown away by the response I'm getting. I mean, I don't think in my life felt so loved and so seen by so many people who are just reaching out, pouring into me, telling me they pre-ordered the book, telling me they can't wait to get a copy of it and read it and it's there for the taking. It officially releases on October 10th. So 10/10/23, it will physically be in a bookstore near you. But it's out there for the pre-ordering right now as we speak.
It's incredible, Gary. You're talking and I'm thinking back to, you know, we have limited time today, but you and I've had multiple interviews. Like I said, I think 6, 7, 5, 10 time guests. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But anyway, you've been on a lot. We joke around a lot. We have a lot of fun. But, you know, our first episode was heavy. It was early in the process. And that's just because you answered an email from some guy in Hilliard. But here we are. And behind you is this beautiful picture of a family. And bro, I've had the honor of being with you on the journey of your last few years, man. And now to see your story, look, nothing will ever, ever, ever bring back what you lost. Nothing will, I don't think. And I don't want to speak for you, but nothing will ever change or bring that back. But I think God is continuing to restore things in your life. You talk about Job, you talked about in our first episode, man, you know, slowly he got his life back. And you talked about the fact that, you know, Job lost so much. But man, I behind you is a beautiful picture and it's slowly being restored. And man, it's just been such an honor to be an armor bearer with you and carry your shield, carry some, you know, equipment for you and just watch God continue to restore. And this book is a restoration piece as well for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing. I'm honored to be your friend and to watch this all happen.
Man, restored is great. I mean, I use the word redemptive and, you know, this whole story. I mean, you have been a part first unscripted. I was still in the life I had before this. Right. And you saw that life change and then you saw that life. And I think we've kind of let the people in even along the way. Like you saw that life change. You saw that life in the middle. And then you see the life now and I get to as well. It's unbelievable to me, the things that I've been able to do, the people I've been able to meet, the victories I've had, the colossal failures I've had along the way as well. But man, this is just a blip in my story. I get to do this. God knew this was going to happen all along. And I get to be the guy that says, I get to be the guy that says, this is God's plan somehow, some way, but my ability that Christ in me has given me to have the outlook that this was his plan and this isn't a mistake. And he's still really, really, really good along the way through all of this has been the most exciting portion of my story that I get to share with people, because everybody's question with me is, how do you do it? How could you survive? Why do you want to do it? I don't think I could do it if this happened to me. I get that. That's what everything boils down to. Everybody wants to know little bits and portions of my story, but it always comes down to people asking me about my bad days and my bad nights and all the how and why kind of things. And I have no answer. I have no answer. It reminds me of the old school Jeremy Camp song. Like when I don't see, yeah, I still believe.
I still believe, right.
And the stupid, easy cliche thing of easier said than done is that's not true in my opinion. Like this is not easier said than done. Like, If you want it bad enough, if Christ is in you and you have his full power, you have his full authority, and he's infused with every fiber of your being in your DNA, like, man, if you can't do it, then you think Christ can't do it. And that's not a stance that I'm willing to take in life right now, because I believe that he's all powerful, his grace is sufficient, and he's working everything out in the good. And I'm preaching all because you said, I answered an email. I'm done. Okay. Next question.
No, you did. You answered an email and I've seen that in your life. You know, Mark Hall, shout out Casting Crowns, says you can say what you think, but you'll live what you believe. And from the time you said yes to an email to this very moment right now, what I've seen is you live what you believe. You don't just say what you think. So what are people going to find in the book? Obviously, they'll find your story, but what else can they get from the book?
You know, I've had the opportunity for a couple people to have pre-read it and endorse the book for me. And by the grace of God, they read it and still wanted to endorse it for me. So shout out to the people who either are loving me or just giving me a lot of grace and throwing me a bone, but they endorsed it. So what you're going to see in this book is my life in all of its glory from day one until the book finishes at the period. And one of the most amazing things to me about the feedback or the response that I'm getting from people, and it's just been a couple of people, less than five, who've read the book, is the thing that has spoken to them or touched them or has resonated with them the most has absolutely nothing to do with my medical journey. Nothing to do with the fact that I lost my hands and legs, nothing to do with what I get to do now, nothing to do with sharing the gospel even. For instance, and one small example here, I had a guy who read the book, and in one of the chapters, I talk about 11 years ago, me losing a child. And I don't talk about that a lot. And it's not something that I share often, but I go through it and I try as hard as I can to be a storyteller. And I want to bring you in that hospital room with me the moment the doctor told me that my little boy, Ellis Roman Miracle, was gone.
Good.
To take you into that moment. And he's not, I didn't lose a child. I lost Ellis. Like yeah. He has a name and he was my son. And I get to share that story. And somebody responded to me after they read the book and they told me I lost a child a long time ago and I've never shared that with any person and I've never grieved it. And with you sharing that portion of the story, it gave me the space and the grace and the freedom to just cry about their child that they lost. So my prayer and what you're going to find in this book is a lot of highs and a lot of lows about real life. And my prayer is that people can raise their hand and maybe say me too at the same time. And we can come together because at the end of the day, you know, in this life, in this world, social media, which I think Satan created, you know, in this world, we can find anything somehow to argue about. I mean, we can argue about anything whatsoever. I mean, wasn't it that long ago, the whole world was arguing about a stupid dress. Was it gold or blue or like what? Like, come on. Like,
and I'm colorblind.
Well, you think it's like, well, purple. You made up your own color. I don't know.
I don't care.
You're right. That's just proof that something so minuscule and so stupid that people are talking about. But the one thing in this life that nobody can argue about is our story and what happened to us. Nobody can argue with me about my story and what happened to me and what I went through and what God did to me or through me or in me. Nobody can argue with me about that. And nobody can argue with you about your story. And whoever's listening, nobody can argue with you about your story and what you're going through and what you're dealing with and the victories that you've had or the failures that you think you're working through right now. Nobody can argue with you about that. So why in the world are we not just talking about those things?
Right.
Why are we not just talking about our story? So my goal with this book is to say, listen, none of this is my opinion. None of these things are my thoughts. None of this is any of that. This is not a how-to book. This is not a Christian instructional book. This isn't a five steps to do this or seven ways to not do that kind of book. This is simply my life and what happened to me. And if you want to argue with me and if you hate it, I'm down with that because sure. This is God's story with me. You can throw it away. You can burn it. You can do whatever you want with it. But my prayer is that there's one portion of my story that can connect us or connect you with someone around you or reconnect you with your spouse or reconnect you with your children or your best friend or your church. Oh my gosh, reconnect you with your church and the body of Christ and realize that you're just a portion of the body. You're just the arm. Maybe you're the hands or maybe you're the feet of the body and you get to be the hands and feet for someone like me doesn't have the hands and feet that you get to be. Maybe you realize that maybe for the first time or you re-realize that for the 100th time by reading this book. That's why I wrote this book. That's my prayer. That's vulnerable, real, genuine fears of me putting it out there of people hating it. But I know that's just Satan whispering in my ear. But at the end of the day, my prayer is that there's a sentence in this book that makes you even not want to finish the book and you just want to put it down and go for a walk, talk to Jesus. You know, I just want the book just to get you to Jesus. There's one sentence in there that makes you want to go for a walk and talk to Jesus. Then I would write the book all over again. I'd cut my hands off all over again. I'd do whatever it took all over again. If we can once again, somehow, some way, be one nation under God, and that's only going to be by people chasing Jesus. Great. Gosh, sorry. Done. All right, next question.
No, all right. No, I don't have any more questions. I don't think. I think I have two things to say, and then we have some housekeeping to do. So first of all, as you were talking, you know, I look forward to the day. I swear, why do we cry on every episode, Gary? I'm going to try not to cry. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's on brand for me, but I'm not going to do it. You know, I look forward to the day when you are running towards your son. And anyone listening to this today, that day is coming. And we have a choice on what we want to choose in life. And you know, as you were telling that story, there will be a day when you are going to have your feet and arms and hands to run to your son and fully embrace your son. And he's waiting, and that will happen. So that's number one. Number two is you shared this. There's a place on your website for people to talk about no more bad days. And there's a form to fill out because you said it, people are going to read the book. People have heard our, you know, podcast. You're on many podcasts. You're on interviews. You know, people are familiar with your story. There's a place for them to fill out a form to share their story too. And you read those stories and you pray over those stories. And so it's important, I think, that we share that. And actually, I just added a third one. I think we have an opportunity and you have given a platform to people to not only share their stories, but be a part of your journey. And I think it's important that people know that that's who you are. You know, you're not just some podcast guest that I just have on, man. You're my friend. You're my brother. You've walked with me. I've walked with you. It's been an amazing 2 years. I can't believe all that we've been through in 2 years that people don't even know about, but we need a, what do they call them? Like a celebrity. We should be like Garen. Or something like that. What do they call it? Like, we need like a celebrity. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. Welcome to Unscripted. Welcome to Unscripted. All right. No, all right. You have a new website. Shout out to our team. And that's not a brag by any means, but I do want to pause and give a quick shout out to Nick. Nick is amazing. Yeah. Nick has done a great job. And your site is really you. And we wanted that for you so that people could come and share No More Bad Days, share their struggles. You could see those. They can schedule you for events. They can pre-order the book, which is obviously very important right now. There's everything that you possibly need with Gary. You can see his Instagram, his social media, and you're on all the socials. So GaryMiracle.com, correct?
Yeah, GaryMiracle.com. I'd be honored. I mean, as you said, like, okay, to go more, because I do feel like you said, like I'm trying to make GaryMiracle.com as really me as possible. Even vulnerably or bravely or stupidly, I don't know, adding my Instagram feed onto the website. And, you know, I try to make my social media, man, I want to encourage people with it. I want to have my cheesy Christianese posts sometimes, but I also want people, and I went out with my family last night. We went to an escape room and we somehow escaped. And we took a picture of that and I put it on social media and I talked about my family. Like I want people to hopefully see, you know, through me, you know, sometimes. And to that point, one of the things that I want to add out there about the book as well, that a lot of people are responding with who haven't read the book, but who have pre-ordered it and have sent me emails about it, is a subtitle of the book. And the subtitle of the book is hopefully already resonating people without even really knowing what it means. But the subtitle of the book is, the title of the book, No More Bad Days. The subtitle of the book is Trading the Pursuit of Perfection for the Gift of Grace. And what that means in a very long story short, because the long story is about 200 pages long, available October 10th or all pre-order on GaryMerkle.com. In a very long story short is, I spent my whole life, my whole first 39 years of life, trying to be perfect, trying to be what I call in the book a chameleon. I was trying to be all things to all people. I was whoever I needed to be based on whoever I was with or wherever I was at. I always wanted to be the cool guy, the funny guy, the good looking guy, the fastest guy, whatever the case may be. I was one guy on Friday nights hanging out with the guys versus another guy on Sunday morning who would throw his hands up in the air in worship, pretending like I was the best Christian on this planet, when all the while I just had this big fake mask on my face. And I was fighting as hard as I could for that pursuit of perfection. And then God was like, wait a second. Let me change everything about your life. Let me flip it upside down. Let me show you that perfection is meaningless, but God's grace is sufficient. So I am learning slowly over the last 3 years, since this goofiness has happened to me, that God's gift of grace is way more fulfilling and way more satisfying than my ugly pursuit of perfection that I spent chasing all of my life. I was doing everything I could, and to quote the song From Now On from the movie The Greatest Showman, I spent years and years chasing the cheers of everybody. But when everything went away and I realized who all this was for, Jesus Christ, then everything made sense to me. And now I'm trying to work out my salvation with that fear and trembling, and understand that God's gift of grace is way more important than my pursuit of perfection. And if I can focus on God's grace as opposed to my pursuit of perfection, then I'm going to have no more bad days. So that's the book in a nutshell. And you guys at My Unscripted have made a beautiful website between you and your team. And shout out to your family who gives you the grace and the space to be able to sit in that office and talk to people like me. And shout out to JT, who has, I just adore that.
The GOAT.
Nobody will know JT, but JT, you know JT, and JT, I love you. And thank you for standing with me and supporting me and doing what you do for me. And Nick changes things at the drop of a hat. Like what the website looks like. Shout out to Team My Unscripted and what Nick is doing behind the scenes. But Aaron, you built a phenomenal team that supports you to do what you do, to give people like me a platform to do what I do. And together, the goal is just to get people to Jesus. And
right.
Pray that that's the case. And a lot of logistics, a lot of housekeeping stuff along the way. But, you know, I posted on Facebook the other day, on October 6, 1991, in the third row pew at the right-hand side of Rockledge Baptist Church. I was 11 years old, and Pastor Randy Sensabaugh was on stage, and he was giving a call to worship. And at the end of it, all he said was, Jesus is the answer. And then we sang the song, Jesus is the answer for this world today. Above him, there's no other. Without him, there's no way. And I was told when I was 11 that Jesus is the answer. And I just turned 42 years old this last Saturday. And along these 31 years, all I have figured out since then, through all of my trial and error, is I can take a seat, take a step back, and realize that Jesus is the answer. So that's the goal. That's the goal in all of these conversations with you. This is way more deep and serious than you and I are typically always are. But the goal is just Jesus, realizing that we are Christ in Jesus, and he is in us, and he's the answer. And yeah, shout out to Team My Unscripted.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Well, all right. So a couple of housekeeping items on my side. First of all, let's just talk about your nephew, because he had kind of an important moment this past weekend. Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, it's housekeeping. So everybody else just, you know, I love this family, the entire family, including, you know, your nephews and everyone else. He had a pretty big day on Sunday. So shout out, right?
Listen, and this is what people will never know, is that my nephew Joey is 17 years old right now, and he got baptized.
Yeah, he did.
And he got dunked underwater to represent the burial and the resurrection, to show the world that he loves Jesus. But what people will never know, and this goes back to the pursuit of perfection versus the gift of grace, is that when Joey was 10 years old, Joey got baptized. Mm. Joey already has been baptized.
Yeah.
But he had realized that, one, he didn't really know what that meant. He didn't understood. He didn't understand what that meant. He just knew that that was kind of the perfect thing to do, what Christians were supposed to do. And then he spent the last 7 years of his life chasing that pursuit of perfection. And then a month ago, he humbly was at youth camp, and he sat down during worship, and he physically started punching the ground as hard as he could, because he realized that he couldn't do it enough. So he decided, this is the moment where I get to meet grace for the first time. And now, because of that, I want to show the world. So shout out to Joey for realizing what I found out at 39 years old, he learned at 17 years old. And by God's grace, he was like, forget this. I don't care if I've been baptized again. I'll get baptized every Sunday if I want to or need to. It doesn't get me in heaven, but I want to show the world that I love Jesus and he loves me. So he got baptized again. And there's a beautiful picture of him online where he comes out of that water and just throws his hand in the air and points towards Jesus.
Right.
Because Jesus is the answer, and he found that out. So yes, my nephew met grace.
Absolutely. And the water does nothing, but it's an outward expression of an inward faith. And man, I love your family. I love Joey. I love your sister. I know she's the second favorite in the family.
ECMO, my dog, there's a competition for second favorite.
She's amazing. She's amazing. You have an amazing family. I love the family. And I celebrate with you all. And I celebrate his outward expression of his inward faith. All right. And we're moving. We're all over the place. It's unscripted. We only have a couple seconds left. Very quickly, this is hugely important. If people are still listening, this is so massively important. Shout out Meta and their horrible Metasphere. This might get us canceled, but dude, your Facebook page. So anyone listening, I'll just say it for you. Anyone listening, if you were following the Gary Miracle Facebook page before, over 5,000 people were following this page. That page is no longer there. We won't get into the whys and the hows. It was nothing you did wrong. Shout out Meta and Mark Zuckerberg. I hope Elon Musk destroys you if you guys ever play, you know, go one-on-one. Did I say that a lot? Now we're definitely canceled. But anyway, all right. So your Facebook page, not available. You have no access to it. You can't reach the people that are logging in. So if you're favoriting, if you're liking, if you're following, whatever it is on Facebook, the old Gary, what page is that, Gary?
So if you search for Gary Miracle on Facebook, two things are going to pop up. Gary Miracle Speaks and Gary Miracle. That Gary Miracle Speaks Facebook page with a pink picture of me standing on stage is there, and it will forever be there. And I have been blocked from accessing it. And I am literally going to it often, and I'm watching it grow. I'm watching people hear my story for the first time or to research it and clicking on that. But Meta has shut me down from that. I cannot get to it. The last post that I made on that Facebook page will forever be the last post on that Facebook page because I can't get to it. So there is another one that just says Gary Miracle. It's just me. It's not my business. I'm not promoting the business. I'm not promoting the profile picture is the cover page of my book. But if you have any questions about it whatsoever, on GaryMiracle.com, there are the social media buttons, and that is where you can find the real, up-to-date, non-blocked versions of me, and also the versions that are not what other people are creating. People are going out there creating other Gary Miracle Speaks pages that aren't me. I am not cool enough to have a little blue check next to me to let you know who is really me. But any social media account as of right now that has my book cover as the profile picture is me. But GaryMiracle.com will eliminate all the other options. Please go there. Please follow me. I would love to follow you back. I'd love to hear from you. Click on the No More Bad Days link. As Aaron said, I read every single one of them. I promise you, someone at Team Gary Miracle Speaks will respond to you. We will put all of our resources behind whatever it is you're going through that's causing you to think you're having a bad day, to find something in your area or someone by you to link arms with you. But we're all in for you so that we can be all in to point people towards Jesus.
That's right. And I know you got to go. That was the big things. The last thing is GaryMiracle.com is really the central hub for everything we've talked about. The book, everything that's going on in your life, your schedule, scheduling you, contacting you, No More Bad Days, your socials, because the socials, I swear I've never seen somebody be attacked on, and we won't get into that today, but be attacked on social media, not people mean tweeting you, but the way that your accounts have just had issues. Issue after issue, and that's not on you. It's we know why that happens, but at the end of the day, please go to his social media buttons, follow the right pages, because there's a lot of people not hearing his voice right now that want to. They're going to your site, they're clicking on like, and they can't hear you because you can't get to it. So please go to GaryMiracle.com, all those social media links, and please, is it the preference to order the book through Amazon just for whatever, for ease of use or whatever? Is that the preference?
No, not necessarily. I think that's just the majority. I think most people are just on Amazon, but that's why we have every option of where it's at. I know some people get reward points or loyalty points for certain places. So it is out there. Amazon is what most people are just on the daily. So it is on there, but it is across the board. I don't get any kickback, any benefit, no matter where it's ordered from or anything like that. So it's whatever retailer is your choice. And I'm just honored that anybody would even want to buy a book that talks about my life. And there's a little story in there when I was 18 years old, when my parents made me go skydiving. And I think it's really funny. So if for no other reason, pick it up to read that story and it'll give you a good laugh, I promise.
I can't wait to read it. I'm looking out and it's still not on my doorstep, so I can't preview it, but it's fine. We get to have these. So I didn't want to get, maybe if
don't
I wasn't
have a bad day.
It's no more bad days. All right. I love you, brother. I know you got to go. Thank you for jumping on today. Please go to GaryMiracle.com. Click on pre-order, get the book, get it pre-ordered. It comes out in October. And I love you. You always know you got a platform. You've been such a support for us and our team. And it was an honor to do the website, but also, man, it's just been an honor to be your armor bearer, brother. I love
you. Yeah. Thanks so much. Thank you, dude, for who you are. Christ and Aaron, Christ and Team Unscripted, Christ all over the place. Jesus is the answer. He gets on board for all of this, for everything we get to do, but we get to do it with each other. And that's the most exciting part. So thank you. Thank you for everybody who 40. Oh my gosh, 40 minutes. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. I hope.
That's pre-edit. That didn't edit it yet.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Unscripted Podcast. Please remember to like and share. We'll be back soon with another amazing guest, but until then, remember to live each day unscripted.